This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, let's get back into it. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Another KM to AM, 2.5 hours here. I don't mind it. Let me get this Monday night game on, because I was pumped tonight. I didn't have to watch that Yankee game straight on. Like, I didn't have to look it in the eyes. Picture in picture. I don't even think, you know, after Luke Weaver came in, I don't think I had it on the big part of the picture in picture at all. They had a couple hits. They were asleep. Oh, yeah, we're going to use that one again. We're going to use the excuse that they had Sunday night baseball. They traveled late. They were tired. And, you know, nobody was there at the ballpark to root them on. It's Minnesota. It's late. And come on, bro. You get blanked like that. What happened to stepping on next? What happened to we're the best team in the American League? We're going to go win a division. And, like, I want anybody that steps out there on the field with us to know that, like, we're not taking Jazz, my boy Jazz, you got to love him. The boy is hilarious with that, though. Like, that's why you got to chill with that, especially in baseball. And I'm going back to, you know, after Jazz had the big game on Saturday against the Red Sox. And, you know, he had a lot to say. He was feeling himself. He's feeling the team. And there we go. I got it on ESPN now. Boom. And we're live on YouTube. YouTube, I see you. Do you see me in the chat? If you can see me, say I can see you. Send some emojis or something. But yeah, my boy Jazz, you know, he had the swinging bunts. He had the homer. Jazz has had the best season of his career, and he's missed a month. You know, I love what he had to say after the game to Lauren Shahadi about killing the Red Sox. He said, I've been a Yankee fan my whole life. So he turns it on when it's time to kill the Red Sox. But nobody turned it on tonight when it was time to kill the Minnesota Nice guys, our pals, right? Those guys always cooperate because we are your friends. Like, they're supposed to just lay down and lose. This is the soft spot. This is the soft spot in the schedule. No, friends. This is the trap part of the schedule. As I was watching the Blue Jays play in our spring training facility. And it was 1-0 for a while and a debut of a young pitcher for them. I've been watching the Blue Jays closely as I think they've won 5 in a row. They're turning it on right here. You know why? They can smell the division. And as of right now, I think it's fair to say, unless they absolutely collapse, which I don't see, the AL East is over. Bum, bum, bum. 888-808-1019. And I don't even care. I'm like, I'm not mad about it. You lose two games to the Tigers. You get absolutely smoked. The bullpen implodes. Similar to tonight, right? Like, your starter goes out there, two runs. One run, that's on the defense. The other run, solo shot. That shouldn't be enough to put down the New York Yankees. But the New York Yankees put themselves down. Too many Ks, too many strikeouts. Where have I seen this before? Oh, the Yankees will turn anybody into an ace. They'll turn anybody into Cy Young, Nolan Ryan, Sandy Koufax. Simeon Woods Richardson tonight, as I was looking into him, I'm like, oh, I'm checking his game logs. He had more strikeouts tonight than he had in the entire month of May. That's just how it goes, right? That's how the Yankees, that's how they do sometimes. I can't keep using the excuse about them not sleeping. That was the excuse two Thursdays ago going into the Friday first game against the Blue Jays. They lost 7-1, only hits. They had like a couple hits. Stanton had the solo shot. And it was, oh, the travel. The Blue Jays were already here, and the Yankees had to travel. This has to change next year. And then even before that, the Red Sox series. Oh, the Red Sox were waiting on them, and the Yankees had to travel. You would think they'd be used to it by now. As smart as the Yankees are, right, shouldn't they have some type of thing to help these guys sleep on the planes, get into their rooms, sleep, take naps, alter the schedule a little bit? I don't know. What do I know? Hope week continues. That's all I know. I'm not even mad. Because this gauntlet, as everybody called it, it's not a gauntlet. Like, a gauntlet is something that's supposed to be scary, intimidating. If you don't make it through, that could spell the end of you. It was a final exam. And I use the term that the Yankees have to cram for the final exam because here we are at the end of the year where you need games. And when you think back this entire season, how many games they played Jason Dominguez in left field on skates. Yeah, it is what it is. It was time to embrace the Martian. But it gets worse. DJ LeMahieu comes back. They play him at second base. They put Jazz out of position at third base. Anthony Volpe played I don't know how many games with a torn labrum, partially torn labrum, striking out, leading the league in ground balls. Oh, and they let Devin Williams blow nine games this year because it's right in front of us, right? We're going to turn the corner. The math doesn't math to them. When us fans are stressing the importance of winning games in series and not dropping games to some of these bum-ass teams, it's because we know we're going to get to the end of the season where we're at and need games, where you can't be so cavalier anymore. And the math works against you. You don't have the time left to chase down the Toronto Blue Jays. You had a 7.5 game lead in first place. So the way I look at it here is you failed, right? You failed, and you're going to most likely miss out on the division. Anything can happen, sure. But now, I'm not so worried about the division. Now, I'm worried about, okay, do you bounce back with Cam Schlittler on the mound tomorrow? Then you face Taj Bradley, the former Tampa Bay Ray, who I've seen mow you down. And then the Baltimore Orioles are nothing to just overlook. Neither are the White Sox. They couldn't sweep the White Sox on the south side of Chicago. So, like, nothing, like, the rest of the way is set in stone. The Yankees got to go out every day and prove it. And right now, like, this bullpen, I think that's the biggest concern. You're going to have down nights. Sleep affects performance. I get it. Not as down of a night like this. 11 Ks for that guy. And he goes two-hit ball through six innings. He has the game of his life. Because, yeah, they're sitting there waiting for you. They're waiting to play spoilers. I don't know how many times I said that. Like, these teams are waiting to play spoilers at the end of the year. They're going to you're going to get their best shot. They're not going to just lay down for you. The umpire sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That standard, right? You know, I say the same things all the time. The guy behind home plate, he's not trying to help you out either. A couple guys got rang up on some nonsense. But yeah, ultimately, too, the trouble they got into in the third, you know, Caballero is opening the door. He's opening the door. Volpe got in the game late tonight. Caballero has opened the door for Anthony Volpe to start tomorrow. I would book it. I forget what game it was where I saw, it was in Tampa, where I saw Caballero yawning. Like, if you're watching the games that close, like, I've seen Caballero yawn twice. Maybe he doesn't sleep too much. He's very jittery, got a lot of energy. Maybe it's hard for him to come down. He'll sleep tonight in Minnesota, and I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Volpe is starting at shortstop tomorrow. And do I expect them to take the series? Yeah, hell yeah. I expect them to sweep, but I know. It's on the road. Sunday night baseball, late travel. I don't know the exacts, and I don't care anymore. I'm so tired of talking about that. So tired of talking about, it's all season. That's what I said. By now, don't they have some type of routine? Don't they have, like extra leg room on the plane to sleep? Don't they get these guys right through customs? Well, not through customs. Right through the airport. Sometimes they got to go through customs coming back from Toronto. But right through the airport, like the Yankees just landed. Like, aren't they in private airports and stuff? Aren't they in hotels where they're coming in and can get to the room, and I don't know. I'm tired of making that excuse for them. Oh, they didn't sleep. No excuse to be shut out. No excuse to have two hits. No excuse to lose back-to-back games in the fashion you did. Yesterday's game was over. They should have let some of the guys dip out. Not like how they had, like, Cam Schlittler and Luis Gil, you know, go home for the Toronto series when they were in Houston. I'm talking about, like, the All-Star game, where at the end of the All-Star game, there's a swing-off, and everybody's like, where's Judge? Where's Ohtani? Like, oh, they let those guys go. They should have let the Yankees leave. They should have let some of the Yankees leave after Will Warren gave up six runs in the first inning. You knew that was cooked. I was off. I was watching Sunday Night Football, and I went straight to bed. I don't ever really get to fall asleep early like that. I went straight to bed. I didn't watch that game. I did turn back, you know, once they came back. You had Unk, Ahmed Rosario, Unk getting some action. Hits a two-run bomb, and then again, of course, right, they rally, but they can only score off the homer. Judge, Caballero, and they lose 6-4 to not sweep them, so I know it's real. Remember me saying that? Sweep them. Complete the sweep. Step on next. Jazz, you guys are supposed to be the big, bad New York Yankees, right? There's blood in the water. Go for the throat, right? I don't know. 888-808-1019. I got off the roller coaster on August 8th. I'm not back on the roller coaster until the postseason starts. When the new season starts, let's go. Anything can happen. But this Yankees team is showing you right now the bullpen is a huge issue. It's a problem. Luke Weaver looks like he's cooked. Luke Weaver is not the weapon he was last year. And we could talk about a lot of different things. I think I was listening to Adam Ottavino say his velocity was up, but it's the command. And I think about Luke Weaver. He's just turned back into a pumpkin, perhaps. Right? He was a guy that Cashman got for nothing, that nobody was thinking of, that became a setup guy and then the closer. Like, it's kind of crazy to think that Luke Weaver was the closer for this team on the road to the World Series last year. Now, like, you can't trust him. What's his role going to be? Like, if he's not Luke Weaver down the stretch for the Yankees here, they don't have many other guys to go to. So they bring in Camilo Duvall after Luke Weaver, and like, what has Camilo Duvall been as a Yankee? Ass, mostly. Like, Can't go to him either. He's wild. You're a lock for a couple wild pitches, walks, and then he just makes it worse. So, like, I mean, we're getting down to it's September 15th. We're halfway through the month. Like, we're getting close here, folks. Like, we got to know who is who and what is what, who we can trust, who's in the circle of trust, and who's not with the New York Yankees bullpen. And, I mean, these guys are making Devin Williams look like the man. I just got to laugh it off, man. I got to laugh it off. I love the Yankees. I love baseball. But I just am not so sure or confident about what's to come in this next month. And maybe that's a good way to be. Maybe they'll surprise us. But it's hard to you know, say, oh, it's baseball. They're going to surprise us. Like, they are what they're showing you. These guys need their rest, which you will get in the postseason. But this bullpen, any given day, they can take you on a ride and blow the game completely open. Like, just in this last week, the two games against the Tigers, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then today, Monday, it's a calendar week. Those are three games that your starter held them to two runs, and the bullpen came in and so we'll start with the Yankees, man. We'll start with the New York Yankees. The Mets didn't play tonight. At least we didn't have to see them lose again. Oh, they won. They won. They won. They won. They won. They lost eight in a row. Did they win? But we'll leave it at that. I won't even mess with the Met fan. I'm happy the Mets won. Honestly, I thought the Mets had won on Saturday while I was at Banana Ball. I read a positive Tommy tweet, and I read it as if he was, you know, talking about a win. Because I think Soto homered, and I wasn't really on the – I was in Banana Land. And I just assumed that the Mets were going to win, and I saw that they lost 3-2, and I was like, well, damn.
I won't lead us.
but PT got his positive Tommy takeoff with the Pete Alonso homer. And now the Mets got to get hot. The Mets down the stretch have completely eroded. They have decomposed. They have just shriveled into a nothing. But yet, there's still a game and a half up in the standings, and it's still right in front of them, too. You know, they can erase all of this by beating the Padres and going on a little bit of a run here. So, here we are, folks. Two wild card teams in New York. Ain't that something, right? We were talking World Series. Remember that Freaky Friday, June 13th, where Evan and Tiki was Morash and Evan talking about who's better and both of these teams being at the top of their divisions. I think the Mets might have the best record in baseball. They both collapse. The Mets so far out of first place and now holding on to dear life with a $340 million payroll for the last wild card spot. And the Yankees have the top wild card spot. I guess we're destined to host our first ever three-game wild card series in the Bronx, but don't lock that in so fast either. You do not want to go to Boston. I don't. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Of course, I'm going to talk about the Giants. If you remember me talking about some games that you should pick early on where the Giants would be underdogs that they could steal, that was the game they were supposed to steal. I bet on them to win, money line. Come on, bro. they found five ways to lose that game. They figured out how to lose that game like five different times. And the Jets said on Twitter, fool me, can't fool me again. It's just the same old Jets. They got a different guy talking about instant coffee now. A different guy with some different lines to hit the media, but the team looks the same out there. They look the same.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.